Okay, now, parents, Santa alert. The following story involves Santa. Okay, I think we're alone. As parents of children of color know, it's not always easy to find a Santa Claus that looks like their kids. African-American Santas have been around for years, but there aren't many. For example, the Nordstrom store in Seattle has a black Santa, but his hours are limited. Now there's a group of guys out to change that. Joshua McNichols from Here and Now contributor KUOW has more.
Gabriel Quesada grew up loving Christmas, but he did not love sitting on Santa's lap.
My mom would be like, take a picture with Santa. I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'd just stand by my mom and take a picture with her, but I wouldn't sit on his lap. It wasn't so much that the skin color just made me feel uncomfortable. It was just that I just never seen one that looked anything similar to me.
And around age 8, Quesada developed strong doubts.
If there ain't different color Santas, there ain't no Santa.
Quesada still remembers what it felt like to reach that conclusion.
Makes you feel like you're not a, I don't want to say human being, but it makes you feel like you're not a part of the crowd. I mean, it's Christmas time. When you see Santa, you know this is Christmas. It's Christmas.
Quesada is an adult now. He has this photographer friend, Keenan Hart. Hart wanted to offer kids a chance to take photos with a different kind of Santa, a black Santa.
Santa comes in all colors. He doesn't just have to be white or rosy cheeks. You know, we want some that, you know, our people can, you know, relate to, you know what I mean?
So they got together, stuffed Quesada into a red suit, rented out a photography studio, and invited the public.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Quesada says it's been liberating to see how kids react.
I mean, their minds are blown. You'll hear it literally out their mouth. Black Santa, like, and it seemed like they're not so afraid.
Parents and grandparents bring their kids for a variety of reasons. Ingrid Bell and Amy McCormick brought kids when Black Santa came to the Northwest African American Museum here in Seattle.
We want her to know that it's okay that she looks different.
You need to be in a community that reflects who you are to build confidence and know your place in the world.
Of course, the kids have their own agenda.
I'm going to ask Santa to give me a remote control robot.
Open eyes, little big Santa, here we go.
Parents leave with a photo. Kids leave with a candy cane. And Quesada leaves believing he's removing barriers for kids of all colors.
I don't want to say it's bigger than Santa, but there's a colored Santa. There can be color anybody. We got a colored president now, I mean.
Having many different Santas is helpful, too, because it resolves a major logistical problem with the traditional Santa story. How can a single person, however magical, deliver all those presents in one night? Even kids are skeptical about that.
One Santa is going to need a fast deer to go all around the world.
There's only one rational explanation. There must be lots and lots of Santas, and they all look different. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.